I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Hey, thanks for listening. You probably clicked on this wondering what the hell exactly it was. It's a project that's been in the works for a little while now, but unfortunately it's kind of been on the back burner. This is Dead Eye Cated, and this is my movement to help better educate myself, as well as other people, to a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world today that we don't tend to see. A lot of the things that we're lied to about or deceived to believe other things. For anyone who doesn't know who I am, I'm going to give you a quick background. Hi, my name's Pat. About a year and a half ago, almost 2 years at this point, I was 340 pounds, and I was completely sick and tired of life. I was depressed. I was jaded. Life had just hit rock bottom. I wasn't enjoying working the jobs I was working. I wasn't enjoying the relationship that I had with my, at the time, fiance. Life in general just sucked. And I didn't understand why. I felt like I was just limping through life. And I kind of was. It's actually a miracle that I didn't have any sort of diabetes or anything like that come from being overweight for so long, or any sort of disease or anything, because I literally felt like some nights I was going to die when I fell asleep. That's how bad I felt, and I didn't know how to change it. Long story short, I came across Diamond Dallas Page and DDP Yoga, and I decided to invest my money into it. Even though I didn't have a job at the time, the little money I had left, I invested into it, and I said I was going to use it as a building block to basically start a new foundation for my life. And like I said, I've lost roughly 80 pounds in the last year and a half, almost 2 years at this point. I feel completely different. My mind is just... I'm essentially a completely different person than I was. I left the relationship I was in because I didn't feel that it was truly what I was searching for. A lot of my perceptions that I'd had my whole life that had been taught to me suddenly were starting to change, and I was kind of scared at first. So maybe there's some people out there who are going on that same journey, and I'm here to tell you that it's all right. It might be scary at first, but it's all right. And yes, a lot of other people aren't going to listen to you. A lot of people are going to think that you're strange or that you're odd just for expressing yourself and saying how you truly feel about something. And that's what this show is all about. Sometimes I'm going to have guests. Other times it's just going to be myself. It's not going to be a weekly podcast or even a monthly podcast. It's just going to be something to get ideas off of my mind. It's going to be a creative outlet because I'm trying to have more outlets to get how I feel about things out there and to get reception, to get answers, to get how other people feel, how other people think, and even more importantly for me, it's to get out my feelings and my thoughts because they're just as valid as anyone else's. So today isn't really going to be one of those shows where I have a topic per se. I'm literally going to go down a list I just wrote up about the things we're going to talk about. I'll elaborate a little bit on each one as we go through the list. But these are issues that I really want to talk about on this show in the future. I'm sick and tired of being quiet about it. And I figure what better way than to push myself to record an audio podcast. I also want to do more videos, and I'm hoping that pushing myself to do this pushes me to keep doing those other things. I already run another podcast with my friends Chris and Dan, who I don't know if they're going to want to be associated with this, but honestly, they're great guys, and we do a wrestling podcast together. Club Kayfabe, if you haven't heard of it. But this show is going to be completely different. This is going to be a lot more serious. Yeah, we're going to have fun on here, but there's some serious issues. We're going to talk about government and the corruption that goes on within the government today, how two parties are basically a false paradigm, We're gonna have a fun time with that. We're gonna talk about religion, which is one of my favorites. I was raised in religion, and I fell away from it. And the next topic would be faith, which is something I came to have afterwards. And I separate religion from faith. I consider myself a Christian, but I don't consider myself to adhere to any sort of dogma or religion. I live in the basis of faith. In things that I can feel and that I know are real, as opposed to following some dogmatic practices like sit, stand, and kneel, which I was forced to do in Catholic Church for years on end. I want to talk about the food system and completely how corrupted it is at this point, and want to take a better look at what you are eating if you're reading the ingredients labels, if you know what these products are in your food that are incredibly harmful, and people who are complaining that they can't lose weight. Well, when you look on the back of your ketchup and it has high fructose corn syrup as opposed to something like a sugar, and you wonder why, oh, why am I getting so fat? Well, your body doesn't process it the same way. We're going to get into health big time. We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about exercise, all these important things, and nourishing your body correctly, exercising, and building a foundation of understanding what nutrition actually is and how you're fueling your body leads to PMA, positive mental attitude. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about those times when you're not so positive and how everyone has depression, how the medical industry likes to prescribe pills to people and say that you need some sort of medication because you're depressed. Everyone suffers from depression at one time or another. Everyone gets sad or everyone has a bad day once in a while. It's okay. It's part of the human experience to be depressed sometimes. It just happens. And we're going to delve into that and we're going to delve into psychology and psychiatry a bit. Again, these ideas are how I feel. You may not agree. You might be fuming right now because I really don't think you need to be on depression medication. But you know what? Start your own show or come on and debate with me as to why you need this. We're going to talk about fluoride in the water supply, which it helps strengthen your teeth so much. Actually, no, it doesn't. If anything, it ends up being more harmful to you. We're going to talk about speaking of fluoride, we're going to talk about the pineal gland, which is actually blocked. It's caked up, it's calcified by the ingestion of fluoride, and how watching TV and filling your head with all these thoughts that are coming straight at you block your pineal gland. They break your connection to one another and your quote third eye, as it were. We're going to talk about, well, I've experienced DDP yoga, and to me it's helped change and put myself more in tune with the world around me as opposed to the quote world, the way of the world. It put me more in tune, I don't want to say with nature necessarily, but I think that may be the best way to describe it right now off the top of my head. But we're going to talk about other forms of yoga because I have friends who are yogis or who deeply study yoga. I think it'd be interesting to talk about how deeply they feel yoga actually goes because it is something more than a physical aspect, honestly. We're going to talk about music, the music you listen to, how it affects you, what type of messages you're taking into your brain, and how you perceive the world because of it. I listen to a lot of rebellious music. Go figure. I listen to a lot of hardcore, punk, heavy metal, and they're all filled with all sorts of messages telling you basically that the system is out to get you. I wonder if that's where my attitude comes from. Quite possibly, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the mainstream trash music. We're going to talk about idiots like Lil Wayne out there who think it's okay to just beat women and put it in their music videos, and how nobody sees a problem with him recording music videos like that. We're going to talk about the Freemasons, the Bilderbergs, the Illuminati, all sorts of crazy conspiracy theory ideas, and maybe not so crazy. We're gonna talk about all of that, and hopefully I can get some guests on for that. I really want to debate people when it comes to that. We're gonna talk about liberty. We're gonna talk about the like I said earlier, the government, the two false party paradigm. We're gonna talk about libertarians as well. We're gonna talk about health care versus sick care, and how here in the States we have sick care. We do something after it's happened. We are not preemptive. Preemptive health care is nutrition, which is not something we're administering to people. We're handling the problem afterwards, and then we're giving you a medication or we're doing a surgery on something that we could have helped preempt. We could have helped prior to the situation occurring, but unfortunately, instead, we just rather fix it on later down the road. We're going to talk about the deception of the mainstream media and how usually when there's some sort of a story going on, when it's a big celebrity story, when we talk about Justin Bieber or we talk about a false flag, how there's always another story that tends to just find its way right under the rug, right under our noses, and suddenly we lose some more rights, or we're too busy talking about some idiot redneck on Duck Dynasty who really cares what he says. But unfortunately, at the same time, there's always something else going on. We're going to talk about those false flags and all those under the rug, like the Monsanto Act. If you go back a few months, everybody was posting the equal signs on Facebook for equal rights for gay marriage, which honestly, I really don't have a problem if you want to get married and you're gay, but the thing is, they're going to use that and they're never going to pass it everywhere because they use it to deviate people. Because if you can get gays and Christians or gay groups and non-gay activists arguing over the thought of gay marriage, you can slip the Monsanto bill, which puts Monsanto effectively over the law where they cannot be sued, right under the rug, and nobody seems to care. We're going to talk about problems that I encountered, like realizing the difference between celiac disease and gluten intolerance, and how a lot of people tend to think you have to have celiac disease in order to have a problem with gluten. Not really. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about dairy intolerance. We're going to talk about how there are far better sources of calcium out there. There are far better ways for you to get nutrition than drinking some cow pus. We're going to talk about the TV and entertainment, much like the music, how they deviate and they send messages subliminally. And we're going to talk about what exactly those messages are, what type of programs send those messages, and how we perceive them, and or if we see them or not. And we're going to talk about the control that the powers that be, these corporations more so, that tend to run the government at this point, the Monsantos of the world, Microsoft, how they really control the direction of where we're headed right now. We're controlled by very few people, and we're funneled down this tunnel with horse blinders on at this point, unless you're awake and you say, "Hey, what in the world am I doing right now? Why am I following this trend? Why am I following what's going on right now when we should be going the other way? This is just, we're being led to a slaughter." So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the subliminal messages filtered through commercials and TV, and of course music and music videos. And we're going to talk about the collective mind or the collective consciousness that needs to be awakened within all of us, because we all have the power to change things. Unfortunately, a lot of us are bogged down. Our minds are slowly shut off. We are a generation that doesn't read so much as we sit in front of the television or the internet or social media. And I'm just as guilty as everybody else is sitting in front of social media for no apparent reason whatsoever. I honestly have to shut it off more myself. But I've learned to use it in a way where I can share how I feel about what's going on in the world, or I can share articles that I feel are motivating and true and help to maybe change people's perceptions. But people tend to get angry when you say something that contradicts what they've heard all their lives. And I'm going to do a lot of that on this show. So basically, what I want to know from people is, do you want to be a part of this? Would you like to be a guest on this show? Would you like to maybe send in some questions that I could answer on this show? And other than that, I just really want to delve into these issues and hopefully take them one at a time and really kind of flesh out how I feel and how others feel about all that's going on in the world right now. And if you see some issue that you want to talk about that I didn't mention, well, then send it to me and I'll research it best I can as well. And we'll have a debate about it. We'll have a show about it. Maybe we'll have a round table of people talk about it. But honestly, I'm sick and tired of placating to other people and kind of silencing how I feel sometimes. Because I feel sometimes people can't handle something so radical. So that's what this podcast is about. It's going to be radical. People probably will be offended. I'm fine with that. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. But if you really have an open mind, I think you should take the chance. And maybe, just maybe, we'll all learn a little something from one another. So that's going to be it for this demo or debut episode of the Dead IKEA podcast, whatever you really want to call it. I'll talk to you guys soon, and I'm going to pick a topic for next time. So keep an eye on the dedicated Facebook page. Keep an eye on my personal page. Check out the YouTube because these shows will be archived there along with the Club Kayfabe shows I already do record. And I'll see you guys soon. Take care. Stay vigilant and fight the silence. I do.